Hello, my friends. Welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast for this 24th day of April. I'm Paul. Thanks for joining me as we move into the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke and our ongoing journey through Luke's Gospel. Yesterday, we read the last two verses of chapter 11, and we read verse 1 of chapter 12. Made a little comment, but I want to start fresh today with the first verse of Luke 12, and I want to read the first three verses as we listen to Jesus speak of a word that, well, there's no way around that this is a segment about hypocrisy, but it's more than just that. Sometimes when we think about hypocrisy, we just think about someone being fake or acting a one way, saying they'll do one thing and then doing another. Sometimes what we call hypocrisy is a straight up lie. Hypocrisy is an old theater term in the Greek about someone who puts a mask on to play a different character. Jesus is going to use that word. Beginning in verse 1, in the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they trampled one another. That's a lot of people, by the way. That's a press. He began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven. Now I want to time out right here. The crowd is not incidental, because when you get to verse 13, then one from the crowd said to him. So the crowd is turning into a bit of a mob. It's getting a swell. There's an issue. Jesus is teaching his disciples some intimate and important things, but it would seem to have to do with this swell of the crowd. And let's see if that means anything to you over the next few days as you read through this. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There's our word. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you've spoken in the ear and inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Let's start with the fact that Jesus says the Pharisees have a leaven called hypocrisy. Leaven is another word for yeast. It is both positive and negative in its usages in the Bible. Positive, Jesus said the kingdom of God is like a woman who puts three measures of leaven in, or a measure of leaven in meal. Because of what yeast does, the whole loaf rises. Like, she doesn't have to put as much yeast as there is meal, because then the bread would explode just a little bit. Jesus uses that in a positive light. The kingdom, you don't need much. It will go to work. Once it's there, it does its job. You don't have to wonder about it. You don't have to think about it. Like leaven, it explodes. It's also positive at Pentecost, when they are encouraged in the Pentecostal feast to eat leavened bread, the only feast on the Jewish calendar that asks for leavened bread. And Pentecost is the union of people across races and cultures and gender. It's specifically the union of tongue. Remember, at Babel, the tongues are scattered. At Pentecost, they get one tongue, personified in speaking in tongues. But the fact that they eat leavened bread is an indication that Pentecost is the unifier. The Holy Spirit is no preference of person. He doesn't, before entering in, make sure you're circumcised and from the tribe of Judah. It's a faith act, not a gender, race, tongue act. So in that case, leaven is positive. There's also negatives. Paul would say of going back to the law after coming to grace that if you seek to go back to the works of the law, you are fallen from grace, and he warns you from doing it by using as an illustration a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Meaning a little bit of law will do a whole lot of damage if that law is being used to justify you. So going back to do a little bit to make you feel better or a little bit to make you more righteous is akin to just dropping a little bit of yeast in the bread and hoping it don't rise. It won't work. And then there's a negative right here. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And in this case, Jesus is showing that just a little bit of hypocrisy, just a little bit of lack of genuineness, just a little bit of presenting two faces, one face and then another face, just a little bit is bad. And his illustration is, there's nothing covered that won't be revealed, nothing hidden that won't be known. So what you are in private, what you are when you are in the dark, verse 3, or what you are when you whisper in the ear in an inner room, in verse 3, is going to be heard in the light, proclaimed on the housetops, known and revealed. These are all opposites. If it's hidden, it'll be revealed, known. If it's covered, it'll be revealed. If it's in the dark, it'll come out in the light. If it's spoken in an inner room, it'll be proclaimed on the housetop. Opposite, 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 opposite. Four illustrations, all of them saying relatively the same thing, is that if you are one thing here, you should be that there. And this is something that followers of Christ should take serious, to where we are what we say we are. Now, I don't in any way want to indicate that there's no responsibility necessary and discernment necessary for how you do the things you do. Paul talks about, I don't think there's anything wrong with eating a meat offered to an idol. He tells the Corinthian church this. He goes, that idol's not real anyway. But not everybody feels that way, so if my brother's offended, I won't eat meat in front of him while the world stands. Now, is Paul being a hypocrite? If he's going to eat the meat in private, shouldn't he eat the meat in public? Well, this is where we use our discernment. This is not hypocrisy. That's the discernment of knowing someone's level of maturity. It's a different thing than a denial of Christ or of a lack of faith and then it being put forth as if you are something else. And so we're warned against it, but here's the thing that I take away from this that for me is the thing that jumps out to me in this. Everything hidden is going to be revealed. Listen, if stuff's being done in the dark in the world, and you believe that God is the judge on Mount Zion, then God can't lie. Whatever's being done in the dark is going to be exposed. You don't have to worry about if it's going to be exposed. You just have to know that God is the one who pulls back the curtain. And then that keeps it from being your job to expose. It's like, it reminds me of Hebrews 13, where God says, the marriage bed is honorable, but adulterers and fornicators God will judge. Okay, well, I need to honor my marriage. Guess what I don't get to do? You go, oh, you don't get committed adultery and fornication. No, you missed the point of the verse. I don't get to judge adulterers and fornicators. I can only take care of me. I can't take care of them. Remember that and love our neighbor. We move on tomorrow. See you then. God bless.